Well, we got the Olympics starting tomorrow night. Here to discuss with us, Lauren Teton, how are you?
Fine, I'm fine. And before I forget, I want to say that Cincinnati is my second home. Did you know that?
I did not know that. Why is that?
I'm calling you from New York. I grew up in Massachusetts, but my mom is from Cincinnati. My parents met at UC. I still got a lot of kin out there that I think are listening today. So I'm not a stranger. I'm a friend of Cincinnati.
Well, give them some love, Lauren. Hello to all Lauren's family and friends.
Lauren, you're a big baseball fan.
No, I'm not a baseball fan, really.
Now, so did you spend a lot of time here? How did you get into snowboarding?
Oh, no, I used to visit Cincinnati. I've visited it every year of my life, but, you know, only for a week or two. So
let's talk about the Olympics tomorrow night, and let's face it, the X Game stuff, tubes and all this stuff, they had to get that into the Olympics because the Winter Olympics were dying out, and nobody under the age of 30 gave a crap about it anymore. Am I wrong there?
No, I agree, and I think that the bigger picture is that snowboarding actually helped keep the ski industry alive. I've only been snowboarding for 10 years, and I started when I was 43 years old, because I'm now a twifty, a fun person over 50. But what I hear is that in the old days, parents would go skiing, and the kids didn't want to ski. They would be inside playing video games because skiing was too uncool. So then snowboarding started in the mid-80s and started to catch on in the 90s, and now kids had a counterculture that they could do on the mountain that wasn't like skiing. You know, skiing is very traditional. Skiers always start at the same time every day. They take a lunch break at 12 o'clock every day. They do things by the book. So snowboarding gave the kids something fun to do, and I'm glad that the snowboarding popularity has continued into the Olympics, and yeah, now we have something really fun to watch in the Olympics next week.
Now, as far as snowboarding in the Olympics, what's it going to be like? Is it going to be freestyle? Is it going to be downhill?
All right, we have
racing.
I want to tell you the three events, and I want to tell you the difference.
Okay.
All right, Monday and Tuesday is snowboard cross, which is, you probably saw it in the X Games. It is a super exciting event. Four racers coming out of the gate at the same time trying not to knock each other over, but if they do, and if it's accidental, then it's okay. So when they hit each other, it's like popcorn exploding. They go up in the air, they fly all over the place. I mean, they have big, big crashes in the sport. And for people that like NASCAR, this is probably the snowboard event that they're going to enjoy the most.
But it's not legal to bump the person,
say,
right? It's just got to be an accident.
It sounds like NASCAR, and if you accidentally hit somebody into the wall,
I'm doing that quotation mark sign with my fingers, but you can't see an accident.
That's
so
one.
That's Monday night and Tuesday night. Men's on Monday, women's on Tuesday. Wednesday night we have the half pipe, and we're all familiar with that. This is going to be the fourth Olympics with the half pipe. That was it was in the first Olympics in 1998 that had snowboarding. So, you know, it's a lot of fun to watch. The kids that do it are like circus acrobats.
That's where you have the pipe and you get on the board and go across it?
Come on, you've never seen it?
No, I've seen it.
Okay, yes.
Well, I mean, a lot of people here, they have no idea.
They're going the helicopters. They're doing the 700
great balance, doesn't
7,000 degree flips, and it's insane.
Helicopters are a skiing trick. This is all going to be snowboarding. And by the way, do you know your own local Ohio-grown snowboarder that's coming up in the Olympics?
Who dat?
Louis Vito. Louis Vito was born in Columbus, and he grew up in Bellefontaine, Ohio. And I understand there's a little hill there called Mad River.
That's just up the road here, Bellefontaine.
Yep. About 100 miles away from Cincinnati. It's a 300-foot vertical hill, which is, you know, nothing. It's just a bump.
Is he any good?
Is
he going to embarrass the city?
No. Didn't you see him on Dancing with the Stars? Louis Vito was a star on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, you know what? I knew that name from someplace. My wife watched that show. I remember, okay, I was like, why do I know that name?
Yes, and he was really acrobatic and charming, absolutely charming, and they say that there was a romance between Chelsea Hightower, his partner, and him. He was not a dancer, but he's such a good athlete, and so, you know, he's just, he knows how to learn, so he learned how to dance. He did flips in the air on that show. He has a dynamite smile, and I'm so happy to see him in the Olympics, and you people in Ohio, you've got somebody to cheer for, a local boy.
But doing the snowboarding, you really do have to be a pretty good athlete.
Absolutely.
And fearless.
Well, you know, I'm a snowboarder and I compete in an amateur league, and I just do not jump. I do everything that everybody else does. I just don't jump. Jumping is where the accidents happen.
Well, let me ask you this, Lauren. Is Sean White, is he still the guy to beat in this particular event? I mean, I know he's won the gold last time and he is, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. But did you see that fall that he took in practice at the X Games? It's all over the internet. I mean, he was stunned. He came down, he hit the lip of the half pipe with his face, his head snapped back, his helmet went flying. You can see it on the internet. I would be very surprised if he does not have a concussion. And if he does, then that's going to throw him off because he's been flawless. He has absolutely been flawless. I've never seen him have an accident like this. But, you know, that throws off your whole alignment in your body when you have an accident like that. And if he's hit his head,
it's like a boxer who's been knocked down, knocked out. He's never the same.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. So we're hoping for the best. By the way, Louis Vito, he was not a shoo-in for the Olympics, but two snowboarders who were looking really good both have had accidents. Did you hear about this?
Oh, yeah. What's Lindsey Vaughn?
No. She's a skier, but...
I know skier. Oh, I thought you were talking about all the athletes.
No, well, Kevin Pierce had a terrible accident and was actually in a coma.
Kevin Pierce did?
Yes. Do you know him?
Yeah, I've seen him a couple times.
Yes, this happened, I don't know, maybe 5 or 6 weeks ago. He actually was in an induced coma after the accident because they had to get the swelling down. So he was out, and then his buddy, these are Vermont guys that ride for Burton. His buddy, Danny Davis, was looking good for the Olympics. He won the Dew Tour, and then he was celebrating, and it was late at night, and he was riding an ATV, and he rode it into a fence. So
was he wearing a helmet?
I don't know. I think a little drinking might have been going on.
Ah, geez, oh.
Yeah, so... Yeah,
we have a guy here that drinks too much. I know exactly what you're talking about.
I don't think he could stand on a snowboard, though, do you?
No.
Well, yeah. Lauren, Teton, this is... can we talk to you again next week and kind of review what's going on here? Because we're really running long here.
Absolutely. I would love to do that.
We will do that. People can find out more at snowboardsecrets.com, correct?
And if they want to see athlete interviews, snowboardsecrets.tv.
Awesome. Thanks, Lauren.
Great. Talk to you next week.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
No.